Welcome back to Not Fascist Furious, episode 21.
Yes, sir.
I'm joined here by Kramer, Trav, Jay, and of course Rocco. Not a lot to say, so let's just get into it.
Good wing job. I liked it. Before we start this podcast off, before we get to things, we might be white. Well, I may not be white trash. Travis might be white trash because he goes through Long John Silver's and he doesn't get the fish when he goes to Long John Silver's. He gets chicken, which honestly, that might be like the worst thing to get at a fish place. They have the fresh snapper daily, so it just to me it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. After witnessing Travis do that, he might be one of the people. That goes through Arby's to get their fish.
Arby's has fish?
Yes.
At this point in the year, I feel like everything has fish.
Not even fresh, never daily.
I thought fish was supposed to get cut out of logical diet.
No, they have to start eating fish.
Yeah, they start fish. So,
I suppose you could give up fish.
They eat fish. It's the chicken of the sea.
I mean, honestly, it really is. There's a lot more fish than there are chicken in the world.
Technically, chicken are the fish of the land.
Do you think, would you ever see a fish, not a fish, could you see, yeah, hold on, now you really can't see a fish on the land, they'd be flopping the entire time, but can you see a chicken in, like, the ocean?
I'd imagine it'd be like a duck, you know, they just swim on top of the water.
But ducks have, like, those webbed feet, and they would just, like, keep them paddling, but a chicken won't. A chicken has, like, those...
Aquaman exists.
This is ridiculous.
It's honestly hurting my head a little bit.
Let's move on from this.
We'll move on.
I'm white trash. I get it. I'm currently drinking Old English 40 and orange juice.
Brass monkey.
Make sure you say... You
gotta make sure people know what brass monkey is.
I didn't know what a brass monkey was. You guys had to explain it to me. Because therefore, I'm not white trash. I'm the middle class.
You know what? I don't care. If people don't want to drink Old English 40s and eat Long John Silver's chick with me, I don't want to be friends with them.
Is this our second week in a row drinking 40s?
Yeah, it is. Especially
Old English 40s.
Bro, they're so cheap, but they're actually decent.
I
didn't think anything that cheap
The Brass Monkey mix is actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
It is very good.
Some exciting news. We tweeted out Saturday. We're going to be St. Patrick's Day Parade, the number one podcast to be featuring in the parade.
Yeah, I'll get registered this week, and then I got a trailer, and...
we're going to trick this trailer out.
We're going to attempt to make a float that doesn't look ridiculous.
It will be ridiculous.
What day is this?
Saturday, March 13th.
I have an idea.
And after that, I mean, we can't drink during the float.
Allegedly.
No, we can't. If you see me on St. Patrick's Day...
If you see us,
we're gonna have some clips of us on the float. We will all be chugging Gatorade and staying.
Or maybe orange juice.
Yeah,
it's in the morning.
It'd be in the morning wise. The 11 o'clock is the parade, I believe. No, it was 12 actually, I believe.
I'm not sure.
Hopefully, we have our special guest driving us. We aren't gonna confirm it until he. We're not gonna announce it until he's confirmed.
Exactly. Which our special guest right now, it's gonna be electric from the stories that we've been told from his son.
Who is our good buddy?
Who is our good buddy? Yes, very good buddy. He will throw he the good buddy will also be renamed later.
We'll just give you a little hint. Class president of Lafayette.
if you know, you know.
2016. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. But I feel like we should use your dump trailer, but also grab the scrap pieces.
No. We're not going to use the dump trailer.
We can load
the flat trailer.
A flat trailer, that's what I meant.
Yeah. But we can load that extra couch down there onto the trailer.
Oh my gosh. Great idea. Write this down.
Smile.
Put it in our notes. But I plan to use some of our drywall that we have left over from Trav's and put NFJF on it like this somehow.
And we could break it.
Break it over each other. We can have.
Why don't we just make a flag on Teespring?
Well, we're gonna do that too, but we have to go all out. All right. We're gonna also we're gonna give candy out, which we can't throw the candy to the kids. We have to hand it to them.
I throw overhand, so I'm not gonna be doing that.
We actually have a special assignment for you during this. But I'm gonna get pieces of paper, and of course, have a note saying, "Hey, check out Not Fascist Furious." We're gonna tape it to the candy, so the kids have to rip off the thing before they can get to the candy. which is actually genius because
so
because the kids don't know what candy they're getting because we're gonna probably get them Tootsie Rolls.
Nobody likes Tootsie Rolls.
The way I hear it is you're gonna make kids tear open up like a, basically a flyer of not fascist fear to get to their candy.
They're gonna give it to their parents because we're gonna like get the thing wrapped around there so they have to have their parents to rip it off.
Yeah, they're gonna rip it off and throw it on the ground.
I would assume their parents are gonna make sure there's nothing weird done to it. It's just gonna be a big ball of paper.
Every piece of litter.
Doesn't matter.
And that
flyer's
whole parade is just gonna be our flyers.
There might be over 1,000 people at this place, and if 100 people say, oh, look at this, they have a little tiny little flyer, I'll check it out. That's 100 people right there.
I just thought of something. I don't know if you guys have considered. We're gonna have to get up at like 7, 8 to make sure the float's in check.
Oh, no, we are.
To make sure that we're all drunk enough to do this.
I'm sleeping Friday night.
That's right.
I am not sleeping Friday night. I may work until
Kramer. Why would you not? You need your rest to be able to rage for St. Patty's Day after this.
Here's the thing: St. Patrick is the 17th. I also work that day. I work that night, bink at night. By the way,
this is
so.
The
17th is St. Patrick's Day. The 13th.
It's on Snake Saturday.
That works out.
It's the Saturday before. Yes. Okay, so that's when the party actually is, though.
Yeah, exactly.
So
everything will be all clear, cut, and dry that way.
It's going to be insane.
I might die.
It's 2 weeks, boys. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we gotta get on this float.
Yeah, no. We gotta. You know what we should also do? We should live stream us on YouTube. Making the designs for the float. Well, that's something that we could do. Well, I mean, we see each other constantly throughout the week, anyways.
I mean, I'm sure we'll do it here. My neighbors are gonna love it.
Yeah, your neighbors are gonna.
We're just gonna be down here building
electric
that float.
I mean,
the driveway.
They could just wash through the kitchen window too.
Maybe they'll come help.
It's free to take.
No, your neighbors are weirdos. They just have sex toys in their.
Yeah,
front
that's very weird. Why is there a sex toy out in their front yard? But
how is he supposed to know?
We don't know. We're gonna ignore
someone
that.
Someone threw overhand and it went over on the over in their land. We're on the hotline. Here at Not Fascist Fears with Brendan Kelly, the Ninja. Brendan, how you doing with me, my man?
I'm doing all right, man. I just got home from my gym not too long ago, so just get in for the night and plan on doing this thing with y'all. So just taking it easy tonight.
So with your gym, like, was that like your main goal that you wanted to do to open up? Because I mean, I know that's opened up recently, and now things are hopefully now opening back up relatively here in the world. So, like, how's that gym process going?
I've always had a goal of owning some type of gym. Like, originally, I wanted to own a high-intensity training gym for people that were either already competing in pros or was wanting to play, like, D1 or eventually play in the pros. But then I got into Ninja Warrior, and that's... It's just essentially, it's literally just a fun way to work out. So you basically get to be a daredevil for a day, stunt double kind of thing without any real consequences. But then it also, you're training to be the most fit for yourself. So like any like weight room dude that throws a lot of weight around or a CrossFitter that doesn't control weight, just throws it up, they like suck. So that this gym humbles the hell out of people. So it's really fun to do. I like doing stuff that most people struggle to do and just becoming good at it. So I now break a different world record every year too.
Yeah, about that world record stuff. The backwards mile. How in the hell do you do that?
Yeah,
I can barely run forward.
I don't know anyone who can run a mile faster than you can backwards forward right now. So
yeah. So that's the point. So I ran a backwards mile last year in 5:53.
How
college track
impressive.
Meet. So 99% of people in the world can't run a mile in under 6 minutes. So goal is to. and then just break the record. But my next one is most chin-ups in 24 hours, where world record right now is 5,100, but my goal is 7,000.
When are you going to do that one?
What?
When are you going for that one, the chin-up?
It depends on what my next couple months are. I just got a call back from Ninja Warrior 3 days ago, so I'm going back on for season 13 at the end of March.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats on that.
Appreciate it. Yeah, they're flying me out to Tacoma, Washington for that. Nice. And then I should make it to finals, which would be the next month in L.A. But I'm trying to get sponsorships for it, too, so I've been trying to get Barstool on it. I've been trying to last thing is, like, right now, because of the stupid pandemic, all these companies are just using excuses as, oh, we're not doing marketing dollars this year, we're not sponsoring anything this year, blah, blah, blah. So it's been, there's no point for me to do it if I'm not going to get any money from it, right, or mm-hmm. notoriety. Because like my first world record was to pretty much show people, hey, I am who I say I am, kind of thing. Because until you nail one of them, that people are just going to treat you like you're just someone that wants to do something, you know?
Right.
So I had to get the first outlandish one. And so that mile back was one took me about a year to train for. But I played football, ran track in college. So I just implemented my forward training time-wise and broke it down that way and would just do workouts that I did in college, but backwards.
So I got two questions off that then. How fast do you run a mile forward? And so, like, is this what you always wanted to do? Or, like, when you said college, like, did you go to school, like, to get a degree and then you just, like, decided this is what you wanted to do with your life? Or how did that work out?
Okay, yeah, so I only went to college to play sports. I don't need a degree for what my end game goal was. My end game goal was to either own a business or be a professional athlete. I was good enough to play the pros for football. Football is by far my best sport. I just didn't get a shot. Like, and that's the thing is, like, I bounced around for about, like, 2 years after college, tryouts here and there, doing, like, smaller ball stuff. And just after a while, like, I was going against people that were playing in the pros, and they couldn't guard me and stuff. And I'm talking to one of the guys' dads who was an all-pro cornerback in the NFL when he played. And he was telling me, he's like, in all honesty, there's a good amount of people that can play in the NFL if they get the chance. But it's just who gets the opportunity. It's such a small field, and if you don't have ends. So, like, as over the last couple of years, I just found out how much stuff is just straight political. Like, even Ninja Warrior, Rough and Rowdy, it's all about, you know, it has nothing to do. So, at the end of the day, I just started getting pissed, like, getting passed up for things. So, I just said, yeah. All right, well, if I'm getting passed up for shit, just being one of the best, I can't just be one of the best. I have to be the best. And so, I was like, I'll just start doing shit people can't believe that's possible. And so, literally, I just started finding, like, effort-based goals to where I was like, well, yeah, that's doable if I put the time in, because that's what most people want to do. Today's society is all very mentally weak. And so, when they fail at one thing or fail at it a couple times, they just, oh, it's not for me. And they don't realize, like, that's how shit works. Like, you get good from making mistakes and realizing why you made the mistake. And so that's kind of what got me on, like, that stuff. Because getting on TV shows or getting on, like, Rough and Rowdy, stuff like that, it's all, what have you done for me lately? I mean, I graduated college basically 10 years ago now. And while I was a four-time collegiate All-American, that's in the past. So, like, no one cares about what I did 9 years ago. So it's like you got to constantly keep upping your game. Doing stuff like that. But forward running, I specialized in the half mile in college, but I did run the mile once or twice. My half mile time was 1:49, but my fast forward mile was a 4:08.
4:08.
Good gosh, man. That's
impressive.
That's oh my gosh. But we're talking with Brittany Kelly here, the ninja. So we get it from watching Rough and Rowdy. You're a bad motherfucker.
And that's where we found you from. Like, yeah. I remember the first Rough and Rowdy we watched was 13. And that's, well, obviously, you know, you came out in, like, the Goku thing and all that. And it was hilarious because you popped up on the screen and we were like, this dude is by far, like, the best showman here. He's really selling it. Like, and then we even were looking up. Wednesday night we got together because we wanted to kind of get a little rundown for you. And we saw, I think it was your first R&R fight where you did a backflip in the ring against the guy too.
Yeah, no, hey, talk about that real
quick.
That's
unreal.
That was awesome.
That's
that was
unreal.
Really, that was really cool.
Yeah, so Rough and Rowdy, how I started Rough and Rowdy, one of my buddies tagged me. I didn't know about Barstool before this, in all honesty. And one of my buddies just tagged me something on Facebook because I'm from Lexington. And so they... we come to Lexington, Kentucky, and I and someone tagged me in it, kind of as like a joke. And then I was like, started looking them up. I'm like, oh, they got like 7 million followers on IG at the time. Now they got like 9. And so I was like, well, hell, I started watching. I'm like, well, these are just average people. So like there's first time fighters and stuff. So I'm like, well, if I go in there, I'm not going to get my ass kicked. Even though like that was my first boxing match ever. So I'm like,
I mean, it looked like that wasn't your first one, though.
I mean, like, that's the thing, too. What people don't understand is it doesn't matter how much you practice. Your first time, everything goes out the door, and you just end up throwing hands. Like, my first fight was shitty, but I just knew no matter what, I was going to be more athletic than the person, and I was going to have endurance to throw hands the whole time. But I talked to the fight promoter, and I just started thinking of things. I'm like, hey, you know, what can I do here to, like, see the moment the best that I could? So I just, like, well, I'll do a backflip. So I texted the guy, like, a couple weeks before. I said, hey, am I allowed to do this? And he said, well, I don't think they could stop you. So I said, all right, well, I'll go for it. So, like, the other thing was I told probably about 10 plus people that I was going to do it beforehand. And so that held me accountable. Like, and all those people that I told actually came and showed up and stuff. So I was like, all right. So the entire time, like, that's the thing, is you have to remind yourself what your main goal is in these things. Like, if you want to do one specific style of form, or, cause like, it's just very chaotic. There's no time to think. It's not a boxing match. It's a brawl.
And it's so, like, short. That 1 minute round, I mean, it's so spontaneous. So,
in real boxing, you get a 3 minute round, and between every couple punches, you might be standing there looking at the dude for like 5 seconds, like bobbing in and out. You're trying to like figure your guy out. Well, you don't get to do that in this. And so as the fight's going, my main thing was I was going to bum rush him and just try to get him in and then take that quick step back and do the backflip. And about 10 seconds in, I'm just like, here's my opportunity. And as soon as I hit him into the ropes, I saw it and I just went for it. And I landed it and I slightly underflipped where my balance was heading forward. So I just started walking towards him and just kept throwing. But that was the other thing, too. Once I landed, I was like, got super hyped and all I didn't want to do was knock him out. So I just started throwing haymakers. my best collective fight was actually the fight before this. So I fought Shizat, the guy that just knocked out Ait Ass, like, super smooth.
That was pretty wild. Yeah. That guy looked like he knew how to fight, though. That's the thing. He looked like he's a pretty good boxer.
So him and me, our last fight, I just threw hands all the time, and I ended up beating him. But, like, it was a lot more cleaner in boxing. So in this last fight, I fought on a broken left wrist, so that's why I didn't throw my left at all.
We didn't see that till after the fight, because Zach was looking up stuff and he saw the picture you took after the fight of your wrist, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I broke a sparring about a month out, and so I just decided I was going to get just as big and strong as I could, and I was going to go in there and just try to brawl. And that was the one thing about the fighter I was supposed to fight against. I fought him already before, and we brawled the whole time, and he won the decision, even though I knocked him down. And then in this one, he's talking about how he's the alpha and that he's a brawler. So I'm like, all right, well, this is going to be perfect. Since I only got one hand, I'm just going to brawl this dude, and my one hand, my right's going to just destroy somebody. So I go in, and he's ran from me the whole time, which was – that was probably the most aggravating thing of it, is he literally just, he knew, I think I scared him in the weigh-in the day before, because he didn't think I was going to be as big as I was. And so that was the kind of, and then in the third round, I slipped him. It's funny because, like, you don't get to see actually everything and like while you're doing it, and you don't really remember much either. But my sister has this like perfect video of, like, I go for a punch and I slip and he tripped, like his foot's in my way. And then that's when I put my hands on the ground to catch myself. And they called me getting knocked down, which gave him the whole round and the third. But realistically, I it sucks I lost, but I had one hand and I took the dude to a decision and he's the champ. So hopefully
we'll put quotes on that. Air quotes.
I'm going to come back at some point, and I'm just, and when I have two hands, I'm just going to go in and destroy people. So that's the whole thing too, is like, I don't enjoy the people that go into rough and rowdy and don't, like, it's to be a brawl. Like, it's not to.
So not like Jose Canseco.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm talking about, like, the people that just, like, pity pat and, like, turn it, like, no, it's, you're supposed to go in there and try to kill somebody.
No, exactly.
I always tell everyone, it's the modern day of the Coliseum, where you're supposed to get as much legal violence as you can. You know? Like, it's 3 1-minute rounds.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be pretty. It's not, but, like, and that's the stuff that people are, like, the funny people are all the keyboard warriors and haters about it, like, trying to comment on people's, like, form and stuff like that. I'm like, you guys have no clue what the sport is. It's not boxing.
Nope.
So it's funny, man. Barstool's real fun, but the only thing I don't like about it is Big Cat and
Portnoy
Dave and them. They don't remember any of the fights before, like of previous fights. It's absolutely hilarious. Like. It's like you guys go to every one of them. Like, I don't know. It's the funniest stuff. It's a fun time, dude. You'll have to go to one in person at some point when they get fans back. It is one of the funnest things to experience.
Well, we've been talking about it because we're pretty much in Kansas City, Missouri, and we're like, if they come to Kansas City or St. Louis, or I'd say within 4 hours, I'm gonna have to go. I mean, it looks like a hell of a time.
Oh, dude, it's a blast. I got some really like. When they do it in West Virginia, like in the small towns, the entire city shuts down. I was one from Rough and Rowdy 7 where they had probably 500 people over the fire capacity. I'm telling you, like when you went from to go to the concessions, you literally had to squeeze in between people for probably 200 feet. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's cool. That's good to see, though. You don't want to perform.
They don't serve
with
alcohol there because they're already all drunk and fucked up before they go in.
Oh, yeah.
And so the one at Welch and Rough and Rowdy 7, there was 3 fights in the stands, and they didn't even serve alcohol.
Oh,
yeah, that's it's badass.
That is awesome.
But like Providence was a really fun one because it was a different vibe. Because usually everything's more like Ohio and down, but it was like the first Northeast one, and they did that for like Thanksgiving, and that was cool. But the fun part about all of it is just going to these different places and just meeting people and kind of seeing what the city has to offer. But you all said you're from Kansas City. That's the last time I competed on Ninja Warrior. Was it in front of y'all? Was like bus station.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember when I was there because they shut down that entire block. It was I honestly wish I was actually there to go watch that thing. But
I would love to go. I'd love to watch it.
So you said that you mentioned that your wrist was fucked up. What was that like knowing that? Well, I mean, nobody knew because I mean, we all know Jose Canseco threw that fight, but I bet you guys in the back were pissed like how we were watching.
Well, that was the thing is I didn't even get it. I turn around. I was talking to someone. I turn around and the fight's over. I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, Billy knocked his ass out.
Billy knocked him out.
I watched the video of it. I didn't get to see what happened. Well, I mean, he got paid $1 million and took a dive. Like,
that's fucked up.
Which I hate that because that sucks for a guy like you because you're out there with a hurt. He claims his shoulder's hurt, but I mean, you're out here with a visibly hurt wrist. And
but you're trying.
I don't want to talk money, but I mean, I know you're fighting for probably a hell of a lot less than he was, I'm sure. So it's kind of like, I hate seeing that. It's kind of, I don't know.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing is like, I don't blame him. He's already been like, so you gotta think of where he's coming from. He's already used to all the hate anyways. I mean, he's been hated on for a while.
He's heard one of the most hated people in sports ever, so I mean, he has not much to lose.
He's used to it. He slid into every girl's DM that was there. Like,
that was good. Like, the ring girls, everybody.
Yeah, like, what was her, Hot Wheels? Hot Wheels hung out with us the night before, like, me and, like, 3 other guys. The Barry, Money Man Barry, and, who else was with us that night? IES was there.
Dude, his hair is wild.
Yeah, that guy as a whole is just awesome.
Yeah, and then Shizat was with us. So we all went to eat and stuff, and then we're at like a hibachi place, and she gets a text from him, and she's like, he just slid into my DM. He asked for He said he'd be my bodyguard or something. Like, it was the funniest. It was like,
and then he got beat up by Billy Football.
Yeah. So because she got pushed in the face the night before in the weigh-ins by that short, like, fat girl.
Yeah, she looked mean, though. She did look mean.
She was small as hell, though.
Yeah, she wasn't very big, but she looked mean.
She was 5 foot even and weighed 20 more pounds than the girl that was 9 inches taller than her. Like, it was... If she would have lost,
I would have been
like, what? You knew that girl wasn't going to have anything after round one. She's too, like, she was too much pudge.
And Hot Wheels is in pretty damn good shape, I'd say. Yeah, so.
Like, her picture, like, for the fight card was her, like, chugging a fifth of something.
So like, yeah, I did like that because she had like a bottle of whiskey up to her mouth. I was like, they let her do that? Like, that's awesome.
Well, yeah, see, that's the one cool thing about pay-per-view. You can do anything because it's your thing. And like, that's the whole premises of bars, like Rough and Rowdy and stuff like that. Like, in Rough and Rowdy 3 or 2, they had Bill Burr as one of the commentators, like the comedian. All they do is crack jokes on people the whole time. So like, that's just like, I've gotten to the point where they don't really make fun of me anymore or anything like that. But like, they will, if you mess up or you do it, like, they'll ride on you the whole time, and they'll ride on all the ring girls. Like, if you get like one that's like, "Whoa, how'd she make it here?" Kind of like, they're hilarious. but they all kind of have their own little. What I said they should do is, like, Robbie's the best, like, commentator, like, very, like, professional. You know, yes. Robbie Fox. Dave's like the good, like. Yeah, he's a good leader.
He could be announcer. Your heel at times.
Big Cat's more just like the comical
relief. Big Cat's a funny guy. I listen to Pardon My Take. I love Big Cat, so.
Yeah. So, like, Big Cat's cool. He's one of the ones that, like, the funny thing is, like, out of the whole Barstool, like, crew that's there, everyone's pretty cool. And that was the original thing that kind of surprised me, because you would think of they have this more of, like, an arrogance or, like, snobby, like, kind of, like, feel like if you just never met them and stuff. But that was one cool thing, was everyone there is pretty genuine and stuff, which
is a plus.
You don't find a lot in that kind of stuff. Like, doing all the TV stuff now that I've done, like, you find out how much of all the, there's this BS behind all the scenes and stuff. Like, most people don't know, like, in Ninja Warrior, like, we film from 9 o'clock at night to like 5:30 in the morning. Because it has to be nighttime for the whole thing. Yeah. And sometimes, like, they've even let people like that were supposed to make it far, or like too many people did bad. They like shut down the course, refixed something, made it easier, and then let people rerun stuff like that. So it's like TV, like, where you're seeing it, you're thinking all these things are happening, but like, one of the most famous points never actually happened on the show, like in season 4. They just retaped it because the dude ran out of time, but they needed someone to make it to stage 3. And so, like, you find out how much BS goes on in all this crap, man. It's very interesting. And that's one thing, like, where you got to, like, take the, like, your pride out of it and things like that, to where, like, you just got to realize, like, shit happens. Sometimes you can't control everything. You just got to do what you can for what, like, your moment to shine. Like, that's all you get. Like, in Ninja Warrior, the first time you step up, if you slip on the first step, you're done for an entire year. So, like, you got to make the most of everything. That's been the interesting stuff, is just kind of figuring out all that throughout the past, like, 5 years. And that's kind of how I started in with the doing all the, like, my Ninja Warrior gym and stuff. I never had a place to train, and so I was like, well, hell, if I could make a living being a ninja, I mean, that sounds fun.
I mean, you are a ninja, though. Like, I mean, like, you're, compared to all of us in this room right now, you are even though you're on the phone right now, you are the most athletic.
He's going to try to do 7,000 pull-ups. I don't know if I can do one.
How do you how do you train for 7,000 pull-ups?
I assume you just do a shit ton of pull-ups. I don't know.
There's a science behind. So, do you guys know much about, like, working out?
Yeah, I work out constantly. I just can't do pull-ups. I do everything else. I work on my glamour muscles.
Okay. But so you have to find your lactic acid threshold, which is, and you got to work on improving it. But so the world record is essentially an average of 5 per minute for 24 hours. So you're looking at about 200 something per hour. And
you're doing 7,000.
The most I've ever done in 1 hour is 932. But what you do is you find an amount that you can do with minimal rest and continue to do. So originally when I started training, I would do 2 and take a 10 to 15 second rest and continue, and then do 2 and continue that for like 3 hours.
So with your rest, do you have to like, are you off the bar or like resting for a second? You get back up on it?
24 hours to use however you want.
Okay.
I can take a nap if I wanted to between there. But so working on that lactic threshold, I'm now at the point where I do 4 every 10 to 15 seconds. And that allows my body to the 10 to 15 seconds rest. I'm able to do 4 with complete ease. Like it doesn't bug me at all. It doesn't allow that like pump that you get and stuff. And so I'll do 55 minutes worth of that. And then I will, which will put me between 500 and 600. And then I'll do a 5-minute, like rest, massage, ice, trying to get the junk out, and have my blood circulate to get fresh, new oxygen and stuff. And then I'll continue on that same pace. And so the main thing is with these kind of goal records, you have to 50% of the way through, you have to be at least 60% done. Because you're not going to be able to finish the way you start. I mean, like 12 hours deep, you're not going to be able to continue a pace that you started at while you're fresh. So realistically, record 5,100. Realistically, you need to be at probably 3,300 through 12 hours if that was the pace you're going for. But my goal through 12 hours is like 4,500, 4,000 to 4,500. The most I've done at one time right now is 3,300 in 8.5 hours.
33. Oh, gosh.
I personally, that
does not seem possible. Like who's saying I'm trying to do things that don't seem possible? Like that does not. Like, I don't know.
And that's the thing is like the average American can't do 1.
I would say that's probably pretty accurate.
But you also got to realize the average American now is obese. So just off the pure simple mathematics of that, how many obese people can do a pull-up, you're looking at, you know, very small percentage. So just right then and there, it's an accurate statement. But so again, that's one of those ones where it's like, all right, the average person can't do 1, so why not become the best at it?
Mm,
and then like, so then next year I'll find another goal in the athletic realm that will do something to that. Well, then that's kind of how you get the name, you know, like the movie Mr. 3000 and stuff like that. Yeah, like people that get 3000 hits or a person that breaks that 4-minute mile. So if I got like, well, when I lift 1,000,000 pounds in a day, then that's how you get kind of like, a like name or a statement for you and stuff like that. Like same way with, that one, I'm blanking out his name, the army dude that got really famous for
David Goggins.
Yeah, David Goggins. Like, he did all the crazy stuff. So, like, he made some, like, he's made world records famous because so many people try him now that he did. And, like, when he broke the pull up one, it was 4,321.
Yeah, now he's doing so.
Yes. And so, but it's been beat a couple times since then.
And then you're going to shatter it.
Yeah.
What?
And then you're going to shatter that record.
Oh, yeah, I'll shatter his. But that was the thing is, like, he was also, before he did it, it wasn't really that high. I mean, if you break down 4,321, do this, do that by 24, I mean, you're not looking at much more than, like, 160 in an hour, which, I can do, realistically, I can do 100 in, like, 6 minutes. So, his record, you would basically, you can pretty much do that in 12 hours nowadays. But that's the thing. It's like, you have to find this, like I said, you have to find like the science behind it, when to take your breaks, when to intake all your nutrition. Like, I'm constantly drinking and eating throughout the entirety of it, but eating stuff that is quickly transferable into energy.
So Taco Bell. Like,
more like powder stuff, bars, nuts, BCAAs, amino acids, drinking that. So like while I did my last one, that I did the 8.5 hours, I didn't even piss once because I was sweating all out too. So like I lost 6 pounds while I was doing it too.
6 pounds
doing
that? Yeah. Yeah, and before we wrap up, I don't mean to cut you off, but our producer, Zach, so we kind of got pretty good serious conversation going. He's kind of a goofy guy, so we're going to give him the chance to ask you a couple, just whatever he feels fitting. You can deny if it's something you don't want to answer. I don't think it's anything too wild, though, but we wanted to give him the opportunity.
I'm an open book. I don't care.
All right. It's nothing too bad. The first question I have is, what would your dream superpower be? But, like, after hearing you talking all that, you're basically already a superhuman.
I don't
superhuman.
Think you need one.
My dream superpower, I've always wanted to fly, you know.
Same.
I mean, I grew up big Dragon Ball Z fan, and I remember, that's why I dressed up as him and stuff. I was like, you know what, hell what, I've always wanted to be Goku. Might as well, you know.
So, I respect it. You saw the chance
I've
you
always
took
wanted
it.
To fly. I think that'd be really cool. I've also looked into, one of my main goals is to, they do now have, like, real life like jetpacks and stuff. I follow a guy on Instagram where he flies them all the time, but they're about like $350,000 right now for retail. Jeez. But that's one of my main goals right now, is to get enough money to eventually obtain one of those.
Alrighty. I have one last question for you. I have one more question, and then I think,
and then I'll close it out. I got a question I want to close.
Yeah, they
it
have one so. More for you. So, would you rather fight Bigfoot or just like a stereotypical alien?
I guess Bigfoot, because I feel like a stereotypical alien would have like some random superpower.
That's fair. Like, all right, let's say it's a predator from like Alien versus Predator. No,
he's gonna
like,
this up.
then I would still take Bigfoot, because with Alien versus Predator, there's no way I'm beating one of those. Like with the razor teeth that shoot out of its face into your face.
Yeah, that's fair. I respect that. I try my luck with Bigfoot as well.
Yeah. I got one more question, and I feel like you're gonna like it. All right, you're pretty close to his size. If you get the chance, are you fighting Jake Paul?
Oh, I would love to. That's I was gonna call him out afterwards, anyways. But he had just accepted that one, so. I was going to call him out, and I was going to try to hit him with, everything that essentially I could, being that I'm not a huge name myself, and he's looking for notoriety and stuff like that.
Kind of what he did when he first started, you know?
Hit him, just be like, hey, don't worry, like, Barstool will promote you, you know, so I, you know, it's like, you'll still be the number one card in the fight, you know, it's like, you'll get all the clout you're looking for, but so I was going to try to hit him with that, and just be like, but at first saying, like, listen, I've always wanted to fight someone like you, someone that's famous for just being famous. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not that great. Like, but I watch him talk trash to these, like, other, like, actually good athletes. And, like, he makes fun of people for, like, doing push-ups. And then he's like, oh, look. And then he does, like, a push-up where he does, like, a clap behind his back. And I'm like, that's not that impressive. like, he's trying to, like, do all these things where he's trying to show how impressive he is. And it's like, bro, that's... you're not doing anything. So he's one of those people to me that his brother made his name for him. And he's just kind of lived off of it and gotten notoriety from it. So those are the people that I love to kind of like wake them up, you know, and stuff. Because I grew up with that actually in my, like, in high school. We had the number one recruit to state of Kentucky on my team, and he wasn't even voted best player on our team. And, like, he was a 4-star recruit, had offers everywhere, ended up getting redshirted his sophomore year because people found out he wasn't as good as they thought he was and stuff. But his brother, Nate, made his name for him, who, like, played in the pros and stuff.
Who was his brother then?
His brother was Shane Boyd. He played at, he played at quarterback at UK and played in the league as a backup for a while and stuff like that. But when he was at UK, he was pretty good. But, like, Aaron Boyd was his name, and he got he had like offers at Oregon, UK, but he ended up just following his brother's footsteps, going to UK, and then never, like, he didn't really play till senior year. But he was like a 6'2 receiver that was supposed to be all that.
Hey, yo, Brendan, we support small businesses. You have a small business. We're pretty much we're kind of a small business that's still growing at this point. Is there any way that, how can people who listen to this podcast help you out for your gym?
Okay, yeah, awesome. Yeah, I appreciate y'all reaching out and helping, supporting off of my fight. Right now, what I've just been kind of doing is asking anybody that, like, supports me or thinks, like, anything I'm doing is cool and wants to see me continue to chase my dreams and stuff, that they just donate to my Venmo account. Because right now I was going from a spot to where I was supposed to open my gym last March, which is when the shutdowns happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm from a spot to literally having an opportunity to most likely retire in 5 years to going to facing bankruptcy now and stuff. So like, anybody that's actually going through like all the business crap knows how like shitty of a time this is for anybody starting a new business, because they literally, any business starting 2020, the government is not giving any like assistance to, because you don't have tax records from 2019 or a payroll and stuff if you're new. So like the your numbers equate to zero. So I've just been asking people that want to support to, if you want to donate anything, anything helps, you can go to my, send it to Venmo, which is Brendan, BRENDANK, 1989. And then it's a picture of me boxing, or from my last fight, I guess. And then, yeah, anyone that wants to, I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, sweet. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time out of your night to talk with us. We plan on, so we got some merch dropping soon. We plan on, if we can, we'll get your stuff off
We'll get your address off just your gym online, because I've already went to your website and all that. We'll send you a couple of shirts and
okay, cool.
Other things like that. And we really appreciate you coming on. It's a pretty good time. And
yeah, hey, yo, hey, we appreciate it. We actually thought, we didn't think we'd go this long with you, but you're amazing, man.
And you are now a friend of the show, yeah, so anytime you want to come on, you let us know, and we will be watching every R&R and all of that. And
always supporting you, brother.
We're always out there. Yeah, Ninja
Warrior. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for inviting me, and it's always, I always like doing these things and getting practice in and stuff like that. Awesome. The more you do, the better. And, I mean, that crap is real, like, if you don't ever go to interviews and you show up to your first interview and you're not prepared, like, it's the same way with, like, doing TV, doing all this. The more you do, the more you talk, even if some things might seem pointless, it's just better to do them. And then you get – that's how you get your, you know, your shit down and you become an expert at it.
Yeah, with these guys, too, they were kind of – like, I work in sports radio. This is Kramer, by the way. So I'm kind of used to interviewing, I mean, athletes. So it's like, I was trying to get Travis to call you earlier. He was like, honestly, man, I don't know if I want to call him. Kramer, you need to call him. Act like you're my PR guy here real quick.
I went to school for a reason. I'm an engineer, and we do this on the side. It's like, I'm kind of like always been kind of like a little nerdy guy. So I'm kind of like super, super nervous. But
hey, you're all good, man. So like, that's the one thing I try to really kind of focus on. Like, I've had a call to leadership for my life. So I try to just my main goal, like, my gym's called Ultimate Ninja, and my tagline is Ultimate Goals Better Than Yesterday. So as long as you're better than yesterday in some form or fashion, physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever it is, you're working on becoming the ultimate version of yourself. So, like, the main reason people succeed in this world is because they just don't quit. Life's hard for everybody. I mean, shit, I'm going through – I've done a shit ton of stuff. Like, I just sent a video off to Dave Portnoy a couple days ago trying to get him to support the gym, and I was just like, just in the last 3 years, I mean, I've backflipped in the middle of boxing match, been on TV shows, I've broken world records.
That's top 5 moment though, that backflip.
And I'm
still struggling, fighting for everything. You know, it's like, shit doesn't come easy to everybody. It's like, it's just the people who make it in life are the ones that just don't give up, and it's going to suck for everyone at some point, but you just got to fucking pull it out.
Damn straight. Hey, appreciate you coming on, man. Have a wonderful rest of your night, man.
Hey, you guys too. Thanks.
Yep, appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, that was a great-ass conversation we just had. With our we'll see as an A-list guest for us.
No, that is friend of the show.
Friend of the show now. For
Brendan
a while.
Kelly.
So. You actually even confirmed it with him as well during that. You said, hey, you're now a friend of the show, bud.
I did, and he was fine with it.
Expected, I'm going to say about at least twice, three times a year we'll talk
hopefully.
To him.
This was not his last time on the show. For
no,
sure.
No. Like, so. The final questions you
I think he just
that,
started opening up when we got off.
I know, that's the bad part. We probably, a good thing we didn't lead with those because we don't know. We had to test the waters first.
Yeah,
first.
I didn't
well,
know.
I didn't want to be into things with the questions first.
Well, time. I didn't want to be unfair to him if that he didn't want the interview to go that way, so we didn't want to
fair enough.
Do that to him.
But we know now.
But like you said in the deal, I mean, this guy, I mean, he's an animal. He's a dying breed. There's not a lot of guys like him anymore. I mean, he's damn impressive. He seems like a great guy. I mean, he's really just working hard to fulfill his dream. And if you can do anything to help him out, I mean,
oh,
do it. I mean, he deserves it. He's working hard. I appreciate the guy a lot. And, I mean, in terms of us, I mean, he's just a small speck trying to make something happen. So, I mean, I love it. I think he's a great guy.
Support small businesses.
And small podcasts.
Going back now to our rundown that we have, that we kind of construct about hours before the show. Dating apps, boys. We've all been on. We all might be on them still. But I am led to believe that dating apps are absolutely overrated. I think I'm the type of person now, I don't know if it's because of my old style. If I go to a bar, meet a person there. I'm more the moment type thing.
Or even
there's a common friend.
I just prefer to like not have to talk to anybody. I don't know. So
dating apps are solely were when I wasn't in a relationship. You just can't take them serious. If something good happens out of it, it does. But like, you gotta just have fun with it. You know how much dumb shit
I use Tinder and like I use Tinder for like just the right reasons.
My
I just get
on there.
My profile
was so fucking wild.
Yeah.
It was me and Ronnie on it as my cover picture for like 6 months.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah,
and like, he actually helped me pick out my bio. It was something like I'm open to suggestions and taking applications or some shit. It was badass.
Yeah, it's
they're not even real dating apps, they're just hookup apps. No one really dates off those things.
I mean,
some
look,
people
I mean,
do.
Then what happens? If they end up dating, what happens?
They have a baby. Like
no.
You.
I don't have a fucking baby.
Well, what happens after the hookups?
They break up.
I mean, that's what
or you date for like, or you date for like
times.
3+ years.
Date for 3+ years, then they always like in their bio says, "Well, back on this again."
Exactly.
That's back on my bullshit.
I don't think I get it.
And talking about bios and shit.
Okay, gotcha.
My bio for a while was they call my dick COVID because once you get it, you're out of work for 2 weeks.
I haven't been on Tinder in a while.
Nice. That's aggressive, Jared.
That's very. Yeah.
What is my
but
bio
people do?
On
but do people like that though? Like people like. What's the best bio to put out
woo,
there?
Woo! A rocket. My.
Here's the thing though. Look, what Travis does is he will say, "Hey Kramer, look what I'm doing." He'll just look at me. We're both deadlock and eyes. Just swipe.
My
right
bio is talent for not fast, just furious podcasts. Oh wait, you're talking about this Kramer?
Talking about. Yeah, that's this is how Travis. Did you match somebody?
No, I don't know what happened. He swiped right and something popped up.
I can send him a message to increase my chance of a match. No. I just super like that lady. Oh,
he kept swiping.
See, well, I mean, if you're video-wise, this is exactly what Travis does. I mean,
here's the thing that you need to understand.
Hey, you got something again. It's like a video now.
This is not fair.
If you want to take your profile serious, you need something to set you like ahead of everyone else. I, at the time, got a puppy. And she's cute. She's badass. She still is.
At one point, I had Zach's puppy on my Tinder.
I had Rocco on
mine
for a little
bit. Swipe for you because of the puppies?
Yes.
Yes. And then we'll try to tell you they swipe because of dog.
Interesting.
And that, like, there's a whole different strat where if you have Tinder Gold, you can.
Which who's going to pay for Tinder Gold?
You swipe on all of them, and then you weed them out into matches.
Isn't Tinder Gold like you see who likes you first?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know Chaz has it.
And you get unlimited swipes. I'm
not surprised.
Yeah,
not surprised. Not surprised. You have it too?
Chaz told me to buy one day, and I paid. No, I'm dead serious, though. I paid a one-month thing of it, and it just never went away.
You know you could cancel that, bud.
No. I'm not paying for it.
Oh, so.
Yeah, it doesn't charge me.
What?
I just did this like thing. Was like a whatever trial. Because Chaz was like, do it, it's worth it. And it just never asked for my card or charged me any money.
Good for you.
I'm going to get back paid at some point. Like child support. All the...
That's
it would be like child support. Not with child support. Come on.
That's not at all what that's like.
No.
Pouch, yeah, because you have to pay back.
No, all right, what about those... But what about the dating apps that you, like, legitimately have to...
She screenshotted it.
Who screenshotted it?
Someone screenshotted my story.
That's pretty funny.
Badass. All right, yeah, so Zach's been putting spotlights on Snapchat stories. It may or may not be where the trap house is at.
600 views of us raging in a trap house.
That's a Saul house. Saul house, trap house. But
Saul. The only Saul thing about this house is that one outlet right there. It's not
that
even
your brother
Saul.
Pointed out.
What?
No, that's
that's dead wire.
Yeah, no, because one time we were here, I think Travis went over to go, like, I think shower at his place across the street. We're not even going to explain it. But I went to go grab, like, the thing, and, like, I told Zach, hey, if this thing is on, and I start to, like, touch wire to the wire, pull me off.
That's not how you do that, because then it would shock him, too. Yeah,
well, no, but my momentum.
He has momentum. He's going to push him out of the way. He's going to push me hard.
Jairus would yell, "Watch out, Kramer," and I...
But dog shit on the bottom of your foot.
Good Lord. Dog shit.
There's no dog shit in this house. It is very clean.
It's all outside because Rocco knows where to.
This is true.
Go.
Rocco is one of the ghost boys.
But back to the dating apps thing, I think you should never pay for a dating app.
No, yeah, because I can't say that on podcast. No woman is worth, say, what, $20, $25?
Especially for one, all you're trying to do is hook up.
That's all dating sites are. Like, you can't tell me. You cannot convince me otherwise.
I'm trying to find my future wife.
Then you ain't look. Then you ain't gonna find her on a dating app.
Well, I mean, people have found each other on Hinge.
What do I try? Snapchat then?
Hold on. No, like, what was it? Like a week ago or so. I was like,
Hinge is weird.
I'm gonna go with a Christian Mingle. I tried that.
That was
couldn't
good,
do man. Anything. You literally could not. You had to pay to get your profile out there. I'm like, all right. Dating apps are overrated. That's why I put it in the rundown. Is dating apps are overrated.
Ever use Plenty of Fish?
Plenty of Fish.
It's for people who like having sex with fish.
So Kanye West is on that?
Allegedly. No disrespect him, please.
I love Kanye.
No disrespect him, please.
If you've ever watched South Park, he loves fish sticks in and around his mouth.
I do love some Kanye, too.
Kanye's good.
I'm not like Trevor thinks he's the fucking greatest of all time.
He's the best person in my music.
See, this, I'm not like that. But I do enjoy some Kanye.
Well,
how's your Old English?
I mean... I'm ready for a beer, but I'm doing fine.
Taco Bell's drum chicken wars, boys.
I don't know what that means.
They're making chicken, like, I don't know if it's a taco. It looks like a taco. They're using breaded chicken, putting it into, like, it looks like a pancake, but it's a taco shell. It's like a chalupa shell. And it's going to be coming out, I don't know when, but...
Sometime in March. They are test driving it, and... Charlotte, North Carolina, and Nashville, Tennessee.
Why can't St. Joe be?
Because we are St. Joe.
We're St. Joe.
But the number one podcast comes out of St. Joe.
The number one podcast out of St. Joe comes out of St. Joe.
Yeah.
You got a good fucking point about that.
We're coming for you, Joe. Yeah. Rogan.
No, we're not.
Yeah, Rogan, we're coming for you, bud. And you too, Elon Musk. We're going to try to get...
Who's him. Logan's brother? What's Logan? Jake? No.
Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
Which one's not the boxer?
They're both boxers.
Logan Paul is...
Which one did not knock out Nate Robinson?
Logan,
we're coming for you too.
Yeah, Logan.
No, you're actually pretty big. I don't want to fight you.
I'll fight him. We can get our biggest guy on, Chaz.
Yeah, that's... Well, someone 5'4", that'll do the trick.
Chaz is 0-1 in fights right now. He just ghosted
it. Yeah, Chaz forfeits.
No, let's go back to the chicken, though, real quick.
Chaz,
yeah. I hold on, Lobo on that one. Lobo.
But
I actually can't wait for this chicken chalupa taco, because breaded chicken on a taco, give me some rice, throw some cheese on that bad boy. Might have to ask for extra cheese as well, usually. I think it'll taste amazing. I love chicken. I mean, granted, this bozo got chicken at a fish place. I'm going to get chicken at a taco place. So, I mean, but chicken tacos are a thing.
It looks like...
The shell's like a pancake.
No, what's the breakfast burrito thing?
Crunchwrap?
Yeah.
The Crunchwrap things? Does Taco Bell still serve breakfast?
I honestly don't know.
Like those waffle tacos, they still have those?
I don't know about that.
I remember when that was a huge thing, like, oh yeah, Taco Bell's getting...
See?
That was back in high school, I remember that.
Yeah.
Here's something to think about, though. And this is something hard to think about hard.
I hate thinking.
So, like, you're maybe someone like Brendan Kelly, and you are... in shape, you work hard, train hard.
I'm almost there.
Say you have an injury.
Okay, my wrist.
Right.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you mean?
You love talking about Lost Lake CBD. I was going to let you do it.
Okay, gotcha.
That was awful.
I'll be honest.
I'll be honest.
No. I did something to my right shoulder. Because Kramer and I,
we're having a catch.
We're having a catch.
And then threw throwing knives.
Allegedly. We're doing a softball season sometime in May, so we were just having a catch, warming up. I did something to my shoulder, and it fucking hurts when I make the throwing motion over and over.
I blew them out.
Blew it out. And I went home that night, and I did... You're supposed to take... I don't know off the top of my head. It says so on the bottle. I did like a third of a dropper of Lost Lake CBD. You hold it under your tongue for 20 seconds.
Then you swallow.
Then you swallow. My arm felt fucking better. Good enough that I could get to sleep with it. So I'm not even like blowing smoke up anyone's ass. Lost Lake CBD helped me with my aches and pains. And took the edge off on my anxiety a little bit. Because like, I'm worried about it. I don't want to have to do nothing like major to my shoulder.
Hey, Grant, you're 22 years old. You don't want to have to, you know. You're still young. You're a strapping young man.
I should be able to be climbing mountains and wrestling wild animals.
Which we will be in Colorado.
Exactly. I stand by Lost Lake CBD.
Yep.
Promo code NFJF for your first 25% off. If Trav wants to hop in with the more thorough rundown of what it does, he will, but... By now, you guys know.
We've plugged it enough.
Anxiety, depression, aches, pain, sleeping problems, whatever it might be.
It gets Chaz up.
Full Spectrum does contain the full plant, so there is traces of THC in Full Spectrum. Straight CBD oil does not contain THC, though, so will not affect drug screenings or anything else. It'll just help you with your problems. Mm-hmm. It won't get you high, but it'll keep you from feeling low. And as Zach stated, if you go to Lost Lake CBD, use promo code NFJF. Get 25% off your first order. You and get free shipping.
Free shipping.
And you help out a small business.
It's true. We love and enjoy helping out small businesses and small podcasts. Like
free shipping in the US of A.
If you're going to go to a chicken place, though, what chicken you getting? Because I'm not sure if Taco Bell tops my list of what chicken places I want to go to. Because my hands down, my favorite, I mean, I worked there for over 3 years, Chick-fil-A. I'm getting chicken at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A or Wendy's for me?
See, Wendy's they have an underrated chicken game.
Their spicy chicken sandwich, it's so good.
McDonald's is bringing out their spicy chicken sandwich back.
The spicy meat chicken died, and they didn't tell us why.
Exactly! They just took it off the menu. It was quiet about it. It was so quiet about it.
It's ridiculous.
Is it same thing with Hi-C?
It was so good. Hi-C is just one of the many things they need to start bringing back.
They did?
No, I know. It's not out yet. It's this summer.
Isn't it Hi-C Orange, though?
Hi-C Orange.
Hi-C Orange, yeah. I don't know why.
It's so much better than Fanta.
Oh, it. Well, Fanta, I don't like Fanta, period.
Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna?
It's like so much less sweet than Fanta. Like, it's a little tangy. It's a little sweet. It's an orange-flavored drink.
So I love oranges.
Have you had the Wendy's Hi-C?
No.
Orange?
Huh. I drink water.
I don't know.
Wendy's doesn't sell Bud Light.
Do what?
I was going to say
it. I don't know what he said. I just don't like the Wendy's I see. McDonald's I see is just great. There's really no word to explain it. In my opinion, at least.
When I go to Wendy's, I get the flavored teas. Like the peach tea, the berry berry.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jay and I are on the same level.
My dad's a fucking character, too.
Dad's...
Do we have a lot of questions this week, or I only got one?
What you guys chicken stuff? Where are you guys getting?
I like Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's
or Wendy's probably for me. Actually, I'm not saying it's great by any means, but Sonic's isn't that bad either.
Okay, I like going to Sonic for the burgers.
Yeah, Sonic's burgers are actually pretty good.
Their burgers and their mozzarella sticks are top two in town. Top three.
I'm not going to get mozzarella cheese sticks at Sonic.
No, they're so fucking good.
I'll get their breakfast burritos.
The cheese sticks are on par with the First Wards and Cabana's. They're all just like tied.
Cabana's cheese sticks are good. I agree. Cabana's like a hole in the wall place. If you're in St. Joe, you need to eat there.
Either one.
I mean, you can only eat at one of the Cabana's.
No, the other one has food too. It's just
serious?
They don't have burgers.
Not a big selection of it.
Yeah, a skeleton menu.
Let's talk about this real quick. We don't have to stay on it for too long. But these things are getting a little out of hand. And they're called gender reveal parties. Because I'll say
as well. I think gender reveal parties are overrated. In New York, there was an explosion that killed a person at a gender reveal party just like a week ago. So it's like, why, like, we've had gender reveal parties have caused wildfires in California. Like, come on now. People don't need to go all out for this stuff. If you have to do something, get a fucking cake, put either pink or blue in it. Hell, put white in there if you want to screw up the entire gender reveal thing. Don't do anything with fireworks or even those people that, like, oh, like, they want to throw a baseball at the at the person, and the dad swings and misses and it just bops on the ground. That's actually hysterical.
You don't know the gender of the kid till it's 4 or 5 anyways.
Well, at this point now. So, at this point, because, I mean, people are gender fluid. They can
all of this
time.
Let's not stay on this too long. All of this destructive shit is happening when it could have just been a Facebook post.
Exactly.
My brother and my oldest sister and my brother have 5 kids combined. And
damn, like, just thinking about it right now, that's good for them.
It's insane.
Good for them.
It is. Every family get together is just hectic as fuck.
Yeah.
But
that's what they should be, though.
For my sister's first one, she didn't have a gender reveal. But for the second one, she did. And my brother, for the first one, had a gender reveal party. I don't think he did for the second one, but I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember. But
if they feels good, they're going to be pissed that you don't remember.
They die, they get over it. But they did the golf ball reveal, and then Jaden did the baseball one, too.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny, because the first throw, I'm not kidding, Caden threw it, his wife, threw it, and it was 5 feet over his head.
So did he catch it?
No, he swung and missed and, like, nicked it.
And it break that way?
No, somehow, some way, it didn't break.
Woo!
So on the second pitch, he hit it. It was still pretty high. Yeah, somehow, some way, it didn't break. And
yeah, not too long ago, we tried to see a gender reveal thing with a beer bottle outside that Travis missed about 2 times trying to hit it, but still.
You know what it revealed? We can do whatever the fuck we want here.
Exactly. This is a damn trap house.
I don't know about that one, but
no, gender reveals, just keep it short and simple. Do not die over a gender reveal.
I don't think that people die over the ones who planned it.
If you die, it's on you. I won't feel bad for you.
An explosion, Travis? An explosion.
I'm not going to feel bad for you if there's an explosion.
The people doing these extravagant gender reveal things, I feel like they're the ones who don't want to have kids the most, so they're trying to, like, just have as much fun as they can before the kids here.
Because, like I've said, once you have a kid, your life's ruined.
We don't all stand by that. But
I stand by it. You put on a fucking t-shirt, I'll wear that shit.
He will.
Alright, let's wrap this bad boy up. We talked a lot with Britton Kelly, which was awesome. If you have already listened to it, go back and listen to it again. Because why not? It's such a good interview.
Ever in the neighborhood. What's his hometown again?
Lexington, Kentucky. Kentucky, right? Yeah, visit his gym. I mean, I wish we were closer. I mean, well, gym's not open now, which you know about that now if you're this far.
Yes.
But, I mean, I would definitely. I think it's very cool. I mean,
even if you
my
don't
fat ass I would do well there, but
I would do it.
Be cool.
I would do it.
Stop by, meet a 4-time American Ninja Warrior.
Gonna be 5-time because he's going back on next month. So, which is another thing. We're just being redundant. So,
listen to the conversation,
and you're listening to the end of the show. I'm mad at you. Like, you just skipped over.
And just know. You missed a part where him talking about he backflips in the middle of a boxing match.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
All right, let's. My buddy Rocco sent this in. I think we've done this before, but we're going to redo it again. I think. Would you rather never be able to taste again or never be able to smell again?
Smell. I already can't smell nothing.
Uh-huh. What? You can't smell anything right now?
Would you never be able to taste or never be able to smell?
I think I'd rather... No, because him, you can't smell right now anyways.
You can get a little something.
Oh, dude, my allergies are so bad, I'd rather not smell.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can smell
But I feel like, because smelling and tasting, like, the same in the olfactory towards, like...
I feel like I'd eat more than I smell, so...
I'd like to taste, but then again, I like to smell stuff, because the smelling things are so good.
Boy, if you smell something, it's bad.
Well, that's the risk I'm willing to take.
You just gotta say 1, 2, 3, fuck it.
I think I'd rather...
That's how I did my first shot.
Attaboy. I feel like, though, smelling-wise, I feel like if I smell it, I'll be able to taste it that way.
Maybe, yeah.
But if I'm trying to hold, like, a chicken tender up to my nose, it's not going to really smell anything. But if I taste it, you'll taste it. Maybe I bite into it, I'll taste it.
I'd rather just not be able to smell. I'd want to taste.
Other questions, ideas? I got to pull it up over here in the YOLO.
I only have one, so.
I didn't get any.
And mine was, what is your spirit animal? Which I'm sure we've answered.
Spirit animal?
We can go through it again.
My spirit animal is either Cardi B or Danny DeVito.
Let's hear you explain
that's not an animal. That's a person.
No. All right, it's an animal. Let's hear you explain the Cardi B one.
Dude, Cardi B, man, I fucks with her.
What she does or has did in the past?
She's a character.
She's a character, bud. I don't condone the stuff that she used to.
No, you have to. She's
drug man.
No, you accept everything. That's
take
why
the
I
money and
know.
Leave.
Men deserve it, right?
We're going to need to keep an eye on Kramer at the bars for now on.
Danny DeVito. I'll just go move over to Danny DeVito. He is fucking badass. The Frank Reynolds Danny DeVito, though.
He made It's Always Sunny what it is.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Everyone else is great, too, but he completes it.
I don't really watch Always Sunny. You guys do.
That's so good.
But I've watched about 20 episodes here at Trav's Dwelling. And
the Trap House.
I laugh every episode. It's funny. It's just it's stupid. Like,
yeah,
it's just stupid humor. But that's what we do. We're stupid. We're funny.
What's your spirit animal?
I guess a rhino? Something big, fat, loud?
It could be a person.
Oh, and Chris Farley.
That's good. Okay.
Just outside how he died.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Trev?
Yeah, it's R.I.P.
Adam from Workaholics.
100%. There's no... If you watch Workaholics, I'm not fucking kidding. That is Travis to a T. Everything he says, everything he does, the way he acts. The only thing that's different is Travis dresses better. No homo. But that's it. That's all. That's the only thing different.
That's your buddy.
That might be a
compliment. You can be a little homo.
I mean, I'm not going to listen to him. Chad's not an ugly dude, but...
Hell yeah.
You know when I said that I was scared I was going to crash earlier, Kramer?
You're crashing right now, right?
I'm crashing right now.
I know. Who's your spirit animal, Zach?
I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to pick a crow. Because I get to fly. Crows are already wicked smart, but when they do smart shit, people reward them and hype them up.
But here's the thing. Crows' necks are very, very fragile.
That's the risk I run being a crow, man. You do what you got to do.
Except the necklace is like a crow.
Like an actual bird crow or like the movie The Crow?
No.
Or Raven.
Can you know the movie The Crow? Oh, God. That's an interesting one.
He's a raven.
I'm picking a crow.
Quote the raven. Wait, you, Trav, what's your spirit animal?
I told Adam over goals.
That's right. Okay. All right, my last two questions I've got is, why won't Chaz box Dame on? I thought you sent that in.
I didn't ask.
The first three people I saw some, like, look at my story... That was, you were one of three.
Call out to
him. We're gonna have it done soon, because Chaz is actually supposed to be on this episode, but he never got back to me.
Shocker.
Next one, last question. I've heard Trav likes Badoosie, or how you pronounce it.
Badoosie.
Can you confirm?
I like what?
Badoosie.
Butt pussy.
Asshole. Oh. I completely forgot about that last night. That's not true.
Now the Badoosie is over in the neighbor's yard.
Allegedly.
I really wish you wouldn't have done that.
Did you guys just throw it over there?
Or? Yeah, and at some point I'm going to have to deal with this. But
why?
We'll figure that out.
Wouldn't it be funny if like Rocco runs over there and grabs it? And
no, that wouldn't be funny.
He like this.
That wouldn't be funny.
He'll tear that ass up.
I threw it over there. That's okay.
That's
good. You get comfortable over here, bud?
He's knocked out.
Yeah, no, he's knocked. Do we have any would you rather or anything like that?
I just have a question. Have you guys ever tried the Impossible Whopper?
I don't know what that is.
It's the non-meat, plant-based meat.
The one that's made out of non-meat. I'll put quotes on that.
Well, it's Burger King, so it's definitely not meat.
Well, clearly.
I don't know. I've always like been curious, but I'm...
I'm not a big Whopper guy. I'm not a big sandwich guy. I'm a very, 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 very picky eater. So.
Yes, you are.
I really know
you'd be like, I feel like you'd be the guy that would eat mac and cheese 24/7.
Nah.
He'd be the guy who eats tendies.
That's right. You weren't on that podcast when we talked about that.
Yeah.
A guy ate mac and cheese for 21 straight years.
I think I've seen something like that.
It's on Vice.
Dude, Vice is actually a pretty good channel.
Vice is a really good channel.
Vice City was a
really good GTA. Really good GTA.
Oh yeah.
Man, right. I miss GTA.
Alright,
it's all about making that.
Give Brendan Kelly a look. Great guy. Really interesting.
We'll throw his Twitter and Facebook.
Impressive world records.
The known stuff in the stuff down below. Channel.
So give him a look.
Like this video. Subscribe to us. Share it to a friend. We'll see you guys at the parade.
A full show next week.
He said we got next week.
I don't know. Show.
We'll still see him at the parade, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when we last brought it up. We're still doing a shirt giveaway.
Yes, we are.
YouTube
Actually,
stuff.
Hold on. That's a... Ooh.
What?
I didn't think about that.
Well,
no. It's St. Patty's Day. Are we recording that Saturday? Because we're going to day drink that day. So by the time we record it,
we're
all going to be... Well, probably not.
Well, we won't day drink that day. We'll day drink the afternoon after the parade, of course.
It's like, we're going to be trashed by the time we record it.
At 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah, no. Once we get to the recording station, we're hoping someone can hit record that's with us so we can just, you know, blab our mouths about.
I got a secret podcast one.
I don't drink, so I will...
Allegedly. We'll figure it out.
Do you either have a twitch in your eye or you winking, bud?
I blinked.
I don't drink, so...
Thanks for watching. You're episode 21.